The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Jamboree. Ever noticed the floors in some people's houses? How worn and shabby they look around doorways and between rugs? Well, that's what happens to perfectly good floors that are not wax protected. They acquire a condition known as floor pox. You've probably seen the interesting photographs appearing in the Johnson Wax advertisements in magazine and newspapers throughout the country, illustrating the difference between a beautiful wax-polished floor and one disfigured by ugly floor pox. Now, floor pox can be prevented easily and inexpensively by protecting your floors at once with genuine Johnson's Wax. This remarkable wear-resisting wax gives your floors a beautiful, lasting polish that saves the surface from scratches and stains and adds greater loveliness with each application. You can wax polish every floor in your home with practically no effort and at very small cost by renting a Johnson's electric floor polisher from a nearby dealer. Fibber has a new job. The Wistful Vista Employment Bureau has sent him to the First National Bank to begin work. So here, just entering the bank at 14th and Oak Street, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days, McGee. Did you ever see such a big bank?
Boy, they got to make these banks big, Molly. If they were smaller, the vice presidents might get chummy with each other.
Look at the man behind that desk over there. He doesn't look like he ever smiles.
Yeah, that's the head cashier.
Well, he certainly got a cold look.
Cold look? Why, when that guy got out of business college, he could pour water on a checkerboard, stare at it a minute, and brush off 64 ice cubes.
Oh. Well, what makes him blink like that? Is he trying to keep the tears back or something?
Bankers don't have tears, Molly. He's got astigmatism.
Well, why doesn't he wear glasses?
He can't. He'd have to take them off too often to defrost them.
By the way, McGee, what are you supposed to do in this bank?
Search me. I suppose I'm going to... Well, I don't know. Hey, I'll ask this guy in the cage here. Hi there, bud. Can I please...
No!
Okay. Come on, Molly.
Why, he didn't even know what you wanted to ask him.
Well, it don't matter to these bank guys. The answer is no, anyway.
Look at all those cages. Mm-hmm. McGee, why do they keep all the cashiers in cages?
If I had to handle $1 million a day for 20 bucks a week, they'd have to keep me in a cage, too.
Is that all they get?
Sometimes they get more, but they usually get caught before they get very far. Hey, bud, I'm the new man.
The new man for what?
Why, he's
the new man for the bank here, you know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, how long you been working here?
I don't work here. I'm a depositor.
Oh, customers that wear hats in this place.
Well, ask the girl behind the counter there.
Oh, okay. Hi there, sis. I'm Mr. McGee. Fibber McGee.
Have you got an account with us?
Well, no.
Oh, you want to open an account?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, I see. You want to make a loan?
Who to?
No, I thought you wanted to borrow some money.
No, he doesn't, dearie. He works here.
What department?
Search me.
Well, then, what can I do for you?
I thought you could tell me where I work.
Well, you said you worked here.
What department?
Search me.
Well, that has a faintly familiar ring. Come on, McGee, ask that man there. He looks like he had a lot of authority.
Oh, boy. Hi, bud.
Did you wish to see me?
Yes, sir. My husband is a little puzzled about...
17th door to the left, legal department.
Oh, thanks. Where'd he say to go?
17th door to the left, legal department.
Oh, legal department, huh? Probably want me to handle contracts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose I'll have to start at the bottom and work up there.
Well, here's the 17th door, McGee. Look, legal department. Better knock.
No, I better bust right in. That'll show them I'm confident and aggressive. Hi there, legal department. I'm the new... Ain't nobody here, Molly.
Well, look in the wastebasket. Maybe he tore himself up when he heard you were going to work here.
No, I think the answer is that this is my office. I'm probably the legal department. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Hey, this is a nice desk, ain't it? And this chair. Hey, this bank treats their employees right.
And did you ever see so many telephones? Boy, there's a dozen of them.
And look, get a load of the push buttons, all different colors. I wonder what these are for.
Well, push one and see what happens.
Okay.
Carry a golf club, sir.
What? No caddy?
Oh, boy. Are those my golf clubs, sis? Is that what I buzzed for?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, sis. So which one of these push buttons is you?
Well, all of them, sir. They all mean different things. Now, for instance...
Never mind. He'll have to find out for himself.
That's all for now, sis. You take shorthand?
Oh, yes, sir.
Fine.
The only trouble is I can't read it.
Well, so you're the legal department. Do you know any law?
Oh, I know a law or two.
Pardon me, sir. Here's a memo for you.
Oh, thanks, sis.
What's it say, McGee?
It says, please give quotation on new stock issue. September in the rain. Ferry Como preferred. September in the rain. I'll tell him to watch it for an early fall. Go ahead, Ferry.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. And though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain.
I've been looking through these law books, and I just found something very interesting.
What was it?
Well, listen, it says, funds deposited in an account with an affix or suffix trustee, agent, guardian, administrator, or treasurer, or the like, to the name of the depositor, indicating that the depositor is holding the funds in a fiduciary capacity, are not the subject of preferred claims. Did you know that?
I never even suspected it. What does it mean?
Well, I don't know, but I'm telling you, when you start kicking words like fiduciary around, you're getting into big stuff.
McGee, I think you better find out just what you're doing here.
What I'm doing here?
Come in.
Oh, you be taking dictation.
Okay.
Just a minute, Bud, till I finish dictating. And in reference to your allegation, in reply I must say that an interlocutory degree on the statute of amendment is non pro bono, or just between us boys, not so good. Sincerely yours, etc. Have you got that?
I've got it bad.
Now then, Bud, what can I do for you?
I was in here yesterday, and you're not the man I saw.
Well, I was in lots of places yesterday, and you're not the people I saw, either.
Nobody was ever hung on that evidence.
What was it you wanted, Bud?
I'm here about my will.
Oh, you're here about your will. Trying to give up smoking?
Oh, did you fall off the wagon?
No, I mean I had my will made up and I...
And then something happened. Well, don't get discouraged, bud. Just say to yourself, I will give up green onions, or whatever it is, and then stick to it. Well, I wouldn't be a banker today, bud, if I'd have given way to my weaknesses.
No.
I just says to myself, I will be the legal department of the bank, and what happened?
You found an empty office.
Quiet. You see how easy it is, bud, if you once really make up your mind to
say,
do it?
Say, what are you talking about? Maybe I didn't make myself clear. I come in here yesterday, and I asked the man at your desk to examine my last will and testament. Did he do it?
Oh, your will.
Well, why didn't you say so, bud? What's your name?
Post. H. Post.
Well, take it easy, H. Sit down.
I haven't much time. I'd like to know about my will.
Well, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, hurry up, will you?
Did you say your name was H. Post, bud?
Yes.
Well, what's the H for, hitching?
No, why?
Well, I thought you might hold your horses for a minute. You get it, Molly? Hold your horses, hitching post?
Ain't funny, McGee.
Well, it's legal. Now, listen, Posty, I don't seem to be able to locate it at the moment. Probably being looked over for flaws in the pactum de quota litis.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
I don't.
Well, neither does he.
So you drop back here in a little while, bud, and I'll have my secretary look it up.
Oh, all right.
Why, this is a cinch, Molly. You throw a little Latin wheeze at them, and their eyes bug out like that guy on Esquire.
McGee, you better get busy and find that will.
Oh yeah. Try that top drawer over there, Molly. That's the one. What was that?
A baby bond.
Oh, dear.
I can't find the will, McGee.
Oh, well, let it go. I want to read this report from the clearinghouse.
And when you do your springhouse clearing, folks, remember that Johnson's Wax will save you hours of work.
Harpo.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, folks.
What you doing here, Harpo?
Why, I'm overdrawn.
Oh, well, you do look a little pale.
He means he's overdrawn at the bank, dear Riggernut.
Yes, I owe the bank $35.
Well, can't you give us a note for it?
Say, that's an idea.
Sure.
Give me some paper.
Here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Dear bank, I'm sorry I'm overdrawn. Having fine time, wish you were here. Signed, H. Wilcox.
My, that's a nice note.
Okay, Harpo, I'll file it. I'll get it, Molly. I know which one of the dead there is. Hello? Ain't that one.
Well, let me get it. Hello? Ain't that one either.
Hello? How can you tell which one of these things?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my.
I got it, Molly, I got it. Hello? What? You want what? Oh, you want to know about foreign exchange.
What do you know about foreign exchange?
Tush, tush. Hello? Well, I'll tell you, sister. Foreign exchange is where a country takes a discount on another country's money to buy ammunition to fight the second country, which will probably lick the pants off the first country for a bigger discount. By the way, sis, that's Sub Rosa. Okay, legal term, huh? Dear old lookout.
Heavenly days, what a financial expert you turned out to be.
Who, me? Oh, boy. Say, I used to be the biggest banker in the whole state of California. Cash Countin' McGee, I was known as in them days. Cash Countin' McGee, the clever, crafty, coupon-cutting cutie, collecting colossal coffers of cold cash from confident customers and careful corporations from Cape Cod to California. Come in.
How do you do, sir? What can we
do? Make it snappy, bud. This is my busy day.
I wanted to ask your advice, sir.
Fine, bud. Glad to tell you anything I know.
Don't sit down, sir. It won't take long.
What's your name, bud?
Tanner. Elmo Tanner. Oh. I invested heavily in a proposition, and I don't think I'm going to get it back.
What did you invest in?
The Ted Weems Swing Company. Do you know them?
Do I know them? Why, they're just a bunch of fiddlers and blowhards. I'm afraid you made a bum deal, bud.
Yeah, but how about my investment?
I guess you'll just have to whistle for it.
All right, I will. How about Fiddle Diddy?
Oh, that'll be fine. Go ahead, Elmo.
Thank you. Can you whistle through your teeth?
Well, I'll try it.
Okay. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to get my teeth.
McGee, I still think you ought to find some official and ask him if this is where you belong. I don't think you...
Oh, now, Molly, I'm doing all right, ain't I? Didn't I? Come in. Come right in and sit down. Oh, hi, little girl.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Hmm?
I says, what's on your... What do you want?
With what?
With me, with the bell. What did you come in for?
You asked me to.
I never know such a thing. I never saw you before.
I know it.
Well, then how could I tell you to come in?
Oh, I don't know, but you did, I betcha. When I knocked on the door, you said, come in.
Oh, well, that's different.
Different from what?
Oh, for the... What was it you wanted?
Hmm?
I... Listen, sis, this is my busy day. I got a little legal work to do and stuff.
Me too. I got a little legal work too, I betcha.
Hear that, Molly? She's got a little legal work to do, too. What kind, sis?
Half a dollar.
Half a dollar?
Sure. Look, there's a lady on one side and a little legal on the other side.
A little legal? Oh. What's the half a dollar for, sis?
Well, it won't go into my little pig bank, you see.
Oh.
The lady outside told me you could do it for me.
Oh, I see. You came in here because my secretary out there says I was a big banker, huh?
No, she said you were a big pig.
Well, so, that's the way it is, huh? Right. My secretary says I'm a pig, huh? Push that red buzzer, Molly. I'll see about this.
Now, Mickey, I'm sure it was a misunderstanding.
Here's your fishing tackle, sir.
My fishing tackle?
Yes, sir, but I looked through all the vaults and we haven't got any worms.
Oh. Never mind the bait, sis. Did you tell that little kid I was a big pig?
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't say that, sir.
Well, what did you say that gave her the idea?
Yeah. Well, I haven't the slightest Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah, it must have been when I said that this looked more like a butcher shop than a bank with all the hams hanging around.
Oh. Oh, well, that's different. Long as it wasn't something derogatory. That's all, sis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Molly, I got some nice information here on proxies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Proxy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me uncle saw one once. Me uncle Dennis.
What do you mean he saw one?
Well, he was walking home in the moonlight and he saw one standing on a log by the side of the road with its little wings shining and a diamond Ferrara on its head. And
what
he
did
said,
you say that was?
A proxy.
Mrs. McGee, don't you mean Pixie?
Oh,
I got him, Molly. Hello? What? Oh, the Paris Exchange. Oui, oui. What? Oh, yeah. Make it 7 million. Make it 7 million hot dogs a la Parisienne. Goodbye.
Hot dogs a la Parisienne. What are those?
French francs.
On a pun with mustard.
Come in.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly.
Oh, Ted Green.
Hi, Ted. What do you want?
Listen, is this a safe bank?
Why? Sure, Ted. This bank is okay.
Why, Ted?
Well, I wanted to leave some stuff here.
Well, it's perfectly safe in our hands, Teddy, my boy. Hand it over.
Okay, here you are. Hold these notes for me.
Legal department. Who? A credit rating on J. Twitchell Clip Gold III? Boy, you betcha he's okay. Sure, loan him the $2 million. What? Go on. Say, that guy's credit is so good, he just built a townhouse on the northwest corner of Dun and Brad Street. The idea. Ask me about
it. By the way, McGee, did you find the will that man came in after?
Oh, yes, the will. I found it. Here it is, right here. See? Last will and testament of H. Polk. Of course, I can see a lot of legal loopholes in it, but it ain't bad considering it was written up without me. What's all that racket out there?
Search me.
Oh, we can't have that around this bank. I'll put a stop to it. Hey, you, what's the idea?
Yes, what's the idea of parking that hand truck outside our door?
Well, get up off the floor and tell me
Heavenly
what...
Heavenly J, Silly Watson.
Oh, hi. Still?
Hi, Miss McGee. How you, ma'am?
What? What are you looking for down there, Still?
A nickel. I dropped you.
A nickel?
Yes, ma'am. I had it in my mouth, so I'd have it ready to buy me a handful of cigars when I got through hauling this stuff downstairs and... Clink, I yawn, and I drop it. You got a nickel I could borrow, Miss McGee?
A nickel? Why, yes. Why, sure. Oh, you got a nickel, Molly, for Sil?
Well, no, I'm sorry, Silly.
Oh, looks like I ain't gonna give me no cigars then.
By the way, Sil, what you got on that hand truck?
All right. $14 million. I'm getting it down to the vault.
$14 million and looking for a nickel.
Well, that's life, Phil.
Yes, boss, if that's life, I'm going to cancel my subscription. Right.
I wonder if that guy Post is anywhere around yet. I wish he'd come so I could give him this will.
Come in.
Hello, you found my will yet?
Oh, yes, Mr. Post. Come in and sit down. I found your will, and there's a couple of interesting features I'd like to go over with you.
Well, all right, but hurry up.
Okay. Now, look here in the very first paragraph. It says, know all men by these presents. Now, who did you give those presents to, Post?
What presents?
Oh, so you won't talk, eh?
You won't get anywhere trying that innocent stuff, bud. And look, it says... And being of sound and disposing mind and memory, and not acting under duress, menace, fraud, or undue influence. What made you say that?
I don't know. I just, well, that's legal phraseology, I suppose.
You suppose.
In this business, bud, you gotta be certain. And listen. Look at all these whereases. What do you mean, whereas?
Well, whereas they're a polish as good as Johnson's wife for beauty and protection.
Harful. Get out of here. We're reading a will.
Is it funny?
What do you mean, funny?
Well, you know the old saying, where there's a will, there's a wow.
Hey, get on with my will, will you?
Okay, now listen. It says here, and all the singular other lands, tenements, hereditaments, and appurtenances, whatsoever thereunto appertaining and belonging. You didn't really mean that, did you?
Well, the lawyers...
Don't try to evade the question, Post. Did you or did you not mean what you said in those words?
But those are not my words. That's what the law...
Oh, is. They're not your words, eh? Then this will ain't legal, bud. Ha, I got him there. And look at this. In testimony whereof, I set my hand and seal. Where's the seal?
Oh, I left him home in the bathtub.
Well, you'll have to bring him in tomorrow.
Sure. We got to have his signature on the flap or it ain't official.
Oh, for the love of cold feet.
My. Did you see the guilty look on his face, McGee?
Boy, shucks, that will would never stand up in court. I could knock so many holes in it, there'd be nothing left of it.
Oh, how do you do, I'm sure.
Hey, listen here, bud. Next time you come into my office, knock first, you see?
Your office? Who are you?
He's Fibber McGee, in charge of the legal department of this bank.
You betcha, bud. State your business now and get out, or this is my busy day.
You know who I am.
No, who are you, if it matters?
I suppose you're the president of the bank or something.
Yes, I am.
You're the... what say, bud?
I said I'm the president of the bank. Who are you and what are you doing here?
Why, he's the fellow...
Quiet, madam. Come. Speak up there.
Why, I'm Fibber McGee, Fred. I come over here to take a job, and I thought...
They sent us in here, and so we thought...
Yeah, you see, the officer was... that is, there was nobody here.
Of course there was nobody here. Mr. Brief is home ill. And another thing, who sent you?
Why, the Wistful Vista Employment Bureau, but they...
I thought so. You belong out on the banking floor.
Well, I thought I was to be an officer of the bank.
You are an officer. Go get into your uniform.
A uniform?
A what? A uniform?
Why, certainly. You were hired as a guard.
A guard, Heavenly Day.
Exactly. Now get out there and get started. You'll be docked for the time you've wasted in here. Come, come, get started.
I knew it wouldn't last.
Well, listen, Bud. What are my duties here?
Your main job is to stand at the door and tell people where to go.
Good. I'll start with you. You can go from the...
Nicky!
Where's the uniform?
Spring cleaning are here again. Time to make your home beautiful with Johnson's Wax. Start with your floors. Let Johnson's Wax give them a mellow, glowing polish, a polish that resists wear, that protects your floors. Thereafter, you walk on wax and save your floors from ever becoming worn and shabby. Dirt cannot penetrate. Germs and dust cannot find a lodging place on a Johnson Wax surface. Not only do wax polished floors bring compliments from your friends, but they save you hours of cleaning work as well. For you don't have to scrub a Johnson Wax floor. And of course you know that smart housekeepers wax their woodwork and furniture as well as their windowsills, enameled iceboxes, and all painted surfaces. Ask your dealer tomorrow for genuine Johnson's Wax, paste or liquid. And let me remind you, it's very economical to buy the larger sizes.
It says, please be in Hollywood April 30th to start the picture This Way, Please, with Buddy Rogers and Shirley Ross. Signed, Paramount Studios.
Oh, dear. Imagine us in the movie.
Boy. Say, though, you think Paramount was right picking me for that part?
Yeah. I think they have the right dope.
The right... Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next week at this same time. Until then, good night.
Heard on the program was Jamboree from Top of the Town. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.